AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Investors on Wall Street don't seem to be too impressed with the newest numbers on the economy. Stocks are lower after the government said the economy grew at a strong 3.5% rate in the third quarter. The AP Shelley Adler reports there was strength in consumer spending and business investment.
The 3.5% increase is a big step upwards after a weak growth in the first and second quarter, but experts don't expect this growth spurt will last.
Stocks are lower on Wall Street across the board, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 25 points. The evacuation of the last remaining civilians and fighters from the last rebel-held area of eastern Aleppo in Syria could be wrapped up soon. The AP's Zeina Karam reports there are the possibilities of glitches in this plan.
This is really a complicated deal that's taking place over multiple stages, and the evacuation of rebels from eastern Aleppo is also related to the evacuation of the sick and wounded from two Shiite villages besieged by rebels in a nearby province.
The Christmas market in Berlin that was targeted in a deadly truck attack has reopened. Concrete blocks have been put in place at the roadside to heighten security, and party music at the market has been turned off, and there are no bright lights. A State Department official says two U.S. citizens were among the injured in Berlin. Meantime, the search is intensifying for the suspect, Anas Amri. The AP's Frank Jordans reports several locations have been searched, including a Swedish-bound ferry.
There have been searches in the German city of Dortmund and at a refugee home in Emmerich on the Dutch border. And it is being reported that police in Denmark searched a ferry bound for Sweden.
Amri's brother is urging him to turn himself in. A court in Italy convicted a man from Senegal for murdering an American woman. Ashley Olsen was found dead in her apartment almost a year ago. She met the man at a nightclub. This is AP Radio News. California is putting the brakes on Uber's week-long experiment with using self-driving cars on the streets in San Francisco. The AP's Andrew Dalton reports the cars from Uber need the same special permit as the 20 other companies testing self-driving technology.
It's unclear when this will begin again. Uber is doing the same thing with cars in Pittsburgh. There are far fewer restrictions on them there, so that's a program they're keeping up. But Uber says it's determined to make this a reality, self-driving cars with passengers in the backseat.
Uber says the cars must constantly be monitored by a human driver trained to take control at any time. All the top prize tickets in Spain's El Gordo Christmas Lottery were sold in one neighborhood in Madrid. Total jackpot is $2.6 billion with a B, dollars. People could be seen celebrating in the shops and bars close to the lottery office. Some were singing and dancing in the streets. Those big prizes are worth more than $400,000. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.